This is Stage Notes, the music of Broadway on WXXI, and I'm Robert Hammond. Welcome to a special edition of Stage Notes in tribute to the late and great Marvin Hamlisch. Today we'll celebrate his life and legacy on Stage Notes. That was the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra performing The Way We Were, one of Marvin Hamlisch's most acclaimed song, of course sung by Barbara Streisand in the movie by the same name. Marvin Hamlisch had a career that spanned film, television, theater, and recorded music. He won seemingly every award available in each medium. He was a 12-time Academy Award nominee for his score and song contributions to films like The Spy Who Loved Me and Sophie's Choice, and a 3-time Oscar winner for the score of The Sting, as well as the score from The Way We Were and its title song. He won 4 Emmy Awards and 4 Grammy Awards, as well as a Tony Award for his score to the musical A Chorus Line. That musical, which blended bouncy, brassy songs like Once and Dance 10 Looks 3, with melancholy numbers like At the Ballet, also won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama in 1976. Marvin Hamlisch is one of 11 people who are considered a GATE, which means they've won a Grammy, an Academy Award, a Tony, and an Emmy. And he's one of 2 people who have won all those awards, plus a Pulitzer Prize. The other person is Richard Rodgers. From one of Marvin Hamlisch's most notorious works, this is the company of the new Broadway cast performing One. From the new Broadway cast recording of A Chorus Line, That was one of the most famous songs from Marvin Hamlisch's A Chorus Line. One. Throughout the program today, during this tribute to Marvin Hamlisch, I'm going to be reading what some celebrities have said about Marvin Hamlisch. Nancy Reagan said this, "Marvin Hamlisch was a dear friend, and I am truly stunned by his death at such a young age. I heard him say once that he was old-fashioned, and I suppose that's why Ronnie and I were so drawn to him. But I don't think you could ever find a more contemporary and talented musician. During our time at the White House, he entertained at many events. He even let me sing with him a few times, but luckily his piano music drowned out my voice. And I'll never forget that he wrote a special song for Ronnie's surprise 77th birthday party in 1988. Those were words from Nancy Reagan about Marvin Hamlisch. From the 25th anniversary soundtrack of The Sting, this is The Entertainer.
Suit in the trash. You take the whole damn past and cash it in. Cash the whole thing in. You're not crazy. A lot can happen in one night. With half a chance, who knows what might begin. Falcone might just win. So many times you thought the way was clear, only to find you can't get there from here. Here's your chance. Found some luck. You've always been an also-ran, just racing for a buck. A guy with a smile, away with a word, quick with a joke we've already heard. You ever hear the one about Lana Turner?
sitting at the soda fountain, dreaming her soda fountain dreams. But there was something he could see for just a moment. It's like he saw inside of me what's really there. What I was, what I am, what I'll be. Maybe I'm at the fountain. Maybe I'm at the start. It's time to step up and drink and not even think. You don't have to think to be smart. Sometimes the perfect timing feels like a work of art, 'cause it can bring you your break and answer the ache he offers. You take the part. Garbo, Brando, Harlow, Monroe, keep the O. Garbo, Brando, Harlow, Monroe, keep the O. Somebody buys a paper at the stand. Buddy, you hold my future in your hand. Fortunes change, people grow. Now and then, fountains flow. Like he saw inside of me where I belong, what I could be. And in the flashing of the neon, I could swear that he could see what's really there. Garbo, Brando, Harlow, Falco.
Today on Stage Notes, we're paying tribute to Marvin Hamlisch, who passed away on Tuesday, all too suddenly. And earlier, we were listening to his composition from The Spy Who Loved Me, The Entertainer, and from his Broadway musical, Sweet Smell of Success, that was At the Fountain. Idina Menzel recently did a PBS special, and of course, we aired it on WXXI-TV, and she's coming to town on October 27th. She said this about the conductor who was on that PBS special, who happened to be Marvin Hamlisch. And here's what she said about him. Marvin was a friend and a mentor, but often felt like a second father to me. To have shared the stage with such a legend has been some of the most rewarding moments in my career. Not only does he leave us with the most precious of melodies and music, but anyone who has ever shared an after-show drink with him can attest to his hysterical storytelling and deep love for his stunning wife. My heart is broken. He made me feel so special. I love him so much. The words from Idina Menzel about Marvin Hamlisch. One of Marvin Hamlisch's more recent compositions for a movie, The Informant. This is him performing on the piano, the title song. Thank you. Today on Stage Notes, we pay tribute to Marvin Hamlisch, who passed away on Tuesday. According to the New York Times, as recently as last month, Hamlisch was working on a musical adaptation of the Jerry Lewis comedy, The Nutty Professor, for which he wrote the score. His press representative said he has also been working on a new Broadway musical called Gotta Dance and had written a score for an upcoming HBO movie about the life of Liberace. And just a few minutes ago, we were listening to the title song as Marvin Hamlisch performed it from The Informant. Welcome back to Stage Notes. I'm Robert Hammond, and today we pay tribute to the life and legacy of Marvin Hamlisch, who passed away on Tuesday, and that was Through the Eyes the love theme from Ice Castles, performed by Melissa Manchester. The New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said the following about Marvin Hamlisch. "We lost a world-class virtuoso and a native New Yorker whose music brought stages and screens to life from Broadway to Hollywood and all points in between. As a child of immigrants, Marvin's life was a great New York success story." Words from Michael Bloomberg, the New York City mayor. Here's your Rochester Pops performing highlights from A Chorus Line. Your Rochester Pops performing highlights from A Chorus Line. According to Marvin Hamlisch's official biography and his website, he held the title of Principal Pops Conductor for the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra, the Dallas Symphony Orchestra, the Pasadena Symphony Orchestra and Pops, and the Seattle Symphony Orchestra and the San Diego Symphony. Here's Carly Simon performing one of Marvin Hamlisch's songs, From the Spy Who Loved Me, Nobody Does It Better.
Nobody does it better. Makes me feel sad for the rest. Nobody does it half as good as you.
To hide from you.
Previously, we heard Carly Simon performing Nobody Does It Better from The Spy Who Loved Me. And that was the love theme from Sophie's Choice. Marvin Hamlisch wrote the score to Sophie's Choice. Charlotte St. Martin, the executive director of the Broadway League, said this: "Marvin Hamlisch's accomplishments in the theater and film worlds are legendary. He has left an everlasting mark with a groundbreaking A Chorus Line, one of my personal favorites. His legacy leaves us with a treasury of songs and stories that will always be familiar to theatergoers as they stir up meaningful and heartfelt emotions." Again, that was Charlotte St. Martin, the executive director for the Broadway Theater League. This is Natalie Cortez from the new Broadway cast recording of A Chorus Line, performing What I Did for Love.
Kiss today goodbye. The sweetness and the sorrow. Wish me luck the same to you. But I can't regret what I did for love, what I did for love. Look, my eyes are dry. The gift was ours to borrow. It's as if we always knew. And I won't forget what I did for love, what I did for love. Gone, love is never gone as we travel on. Love's what we'll remember. Kiss today goodbye and point me toward tomorrow. We did what we had to do. Won't forget, can't regret what I did.
Natalie Cortez performing What I Did for Love from the new Broadway cast recording of one of Marvin Hamlisch's most famous works, A Chorus Line. Today on Stage Notes, we're paying tribute to Marvin Hamlisch, who passed away on Tuesday. Various celebrities tweeted about Marvin Hamlisch's death. Betty Buckley said this: "So shocked and sad to learn of Marvin Hamlisch passing away at 68 after a brief illness. Such a lovely, gracious, and talented man, and such a loss." Betty Buckley, who is somewhat synonymous with Broadway. Alan Menken said this: "So shocked about Marvin Hamlisch's sudden passing. What a loss. Rest in peace. His songs and scores will live on, and we will treasure knowing him. A few months before Marvin Hamlisch turned 7 in 1951, he was accepted into what is now the Juilliard School pre-college division. His first job was a rehearsal pianist for Funny Girl, which is where he met Barbara Streisand. We end Stage Notes with the same song we started it with. And this is what Barbara Streisand said about Marvin Hamlisch. "I'm devastated. He was my dear friend. He's been in my life ever since the first day I met him in 1963, when he was my rehearsal pianist for Funny Girl. He played at my wedding in 1998, and recently for me at a benefit for women's heart disease. The world will remember Marvin for his brilliant musical accomplishments, from A Chorus Line to The Way We Were, and so many others. But when I think of him now, it was his brilliancy, quick mind, his generosity, and his delicious sense of humor that made him a delight to be around. Just last night, I was trying to reach him to tell him how much I loved him and that I wanted to use an old song of his that I had just heard for the first time. He was a true musical genius, but above all that, he was a beautiful human being. I will truly miss him." A fitting way to end Stage Notes today in tribute to Marvin Hamlisch with one of his most well-known songs, The Way We Were, off Barbra Streisand's CD, Memories. Thank you for listening to this special edition of Stage Notes today in tribute to Marvin Hamlisch, who passed away on Tuesday. Today, through his music, we paid tribute to his life and legacy that will never be forgotten. I'm Robert Hammond. Have a great weekend.